Blue bonnets for a plague priest. The story was not unlike Five Easy Pieces, oil-filled pianist meets the voluptuous horror of Karen Black or a daisy, they said, like the summertime where a sexual candle accident, a veil and a table had caused a saying to be born. Good sex became a real sock burner for us, but nothing was real but pain. Though it could be made to seem so by the hushed hunch of the bunch in a crunched rush, now squished up into a punch and a Judy, Judy, Judy Encino. I kick your head off like a football over on Golden Pond, and you like that, the sub-genius head-launching parties with their naked girls in Bob Dobbs masks, glittering like fresh green hamburger arcades, the lucid mint blossoms made pagodas. For Chilicoot, bee paddlers, and a dinosaurian luridity infusing it all like a 19th-century Parisian wax museum run by a newspaper to commemorate exceptionally wonderful tragedies of which there were many bodies squirming in barrels half-dissolved in cackles. And in Poland, we'd hunt carp in barrels at Christmas time and study math by a big circular fire while men in boots danced in a circle with linked arms carrying cats in little red coats hung with paper mice, jolly ivy fishmongers of Poland. It's all nice to be Jack Nicholson communing with the ghosts of the hotel. Everybody knows how the story ends. We drive like abstract frozen cucumbers. Green icicles hang from our noses in the snow-capped primeval olive oil. Shelley Winter's Ivorian medieval loot crack spessage. And in the hall of the Yeti Emperor, through weirdly spinning peristyles of islands of frozen ice columns, I glimpse you like a thing eating penguin dolls under the gunpoint of goblins, crosshairs traversing your body like red Christian clover or tiny American Red Cross laser ads put out by buffoon Republican women wearing dirty sheepskin monocles. Oh, Debbie, the earth is a canker fret condom covering the total understanding of all of space times all of time, but standing in one place like a cannabinoid. Renoir's Captain John isn't the image you need right now, I understand, but tricyclic fessoons will allow you to one day want the crunch of a fallen man. Evil, girlish laughter you called an economics, while bouquets of war heroes litter the land, all things now dripping in ticker tapes. It isn't sad, though. I'm driving around in Brooks Brothers saying, "Tutoi, Nike," to a golden fleece monogram, my only friend for the day, or maybe it comes down to Texas, Mrs. Jones playing with a booger and some fluff on a dinner mat like a shaman plays with bones in the dust. I'm staring at a china plate which is a portrait of Marie Antoinette. Ezra said the French aristocracy were punk.